hope you can hear me, Rabbi Say. Pasuk Hey. Shachoyran, even Avav, and Isaac, and Shalayan, Kaal, Ekeda, Kiriya, Shalayan, and Say, I am black and beautiful. Shachoyran, even Avav. Benais Yerushalayim, Kaali Kedar Kiriya Yishlaimai. Oops, I'll be honest with you, Rabbi Sai. I messed up a shtickle. Tonight I prepared Pasuk Vav. I didn't realize there's a Pasuk before Hey. So we're going to do Vav. I mean, that's just what I prepared. Pasuk Hey says, Shchoyran even na'ava. I am black and yet I am beautiful, which basically means even though I'm blackened from my affairs, but I have good midos. I'm we'll go back to that tomorrow, actually the next day. Al tiruni shani is positive vav. Al tiruni shani shkarkaris. Do not view me as black by nature. Why? Shesh is a fast day of I just have a suntan. The sun is what made me black. B'nei'imi, the brothers from my mother's side, Nicharuvi, basically forced me to do work. Samuni Naitera Sakramen. They made me watch a vineyard. Karmi Shalila in a talk, and I didn't get to watch my own vineyard. That's why I became black. So the marshal basically being that he's saying that, look, I may look ugly right now, but the reason I'm ugly is because I've been working outside. I got very deep suntan. But you people claim that you want to go and take the relationship with Doidi. You can't take the relationship because you're taka black. Right? The Medrash brings a mashal. Mashal Lamalka of Akushis. There was a queen and a dark woman. Shalchu b'derech. And then the queen became darkened. So the Kushis said, you don't look yourself. You don't look yourself. You got this tan, you look ugly. So she says, the king's not going to want you. Maybe I'll take your position. She says, you fool. I just look like you now. But at least by me, it's temporary, not permanent. Right? So Mamela, by us, even though we're darkened, we're only darkened. Don't look at me like I'm shchar chayres, which is I'm black by nature and it's permanent. It's only she's just fastening Hashem, which is only temporary. In other words, we have been affected by the galus, and our behavior is not the way it's supposed to be. But Hashem still loves us because He knows that it's not a permanent state for us. And why did it happen? Because Samuni Naitero Esakramim, because I became a watchman for vineyards. Karmi Shali Loinatarti, and which vineyard? Someone else's vineyards. So when you're doing your own vineyards, you can come inside when you want. It's not a very long walk. You live right there. And when you watch your own vineyard, you don't get burnt. But when you watch someone else's vineyard, you got to walk very far. And then when you get there, you can't come back. And they're busy working you and all these things. So Mamela, you can get hit by the sun. So that's what the Gross says over here is happening. It says B'nai Imi is the Goyim. We'll have to see why are they called B'nai Imi, but it's the Goyim. They made me, they took me to Golos. They made me work the Krumim, not in the base of Mikdash, not in my homeland. I had to go far away. Right? That's why I became blackened. Says the girl like this. Here's a very interesting idea here. He goes back to the idea that a goy's neshama is shamayim and our neshama is aretz. And he goes back to the idea that we try to understand, even though it seemed counterintuitive, that the goy's neshama being shamayim means there's some kedusha there, but it's limited to what it is, and it's there. And the goy's here, and the goy sometimes has his moments where he taps in to a certain moment of morality or a certain moment of values, and then he goes back to himself. But the yid's neshama is ba'aretz means to say the yid's neshama is able to mekabel hashpa and improve on it. Just like the aretz, if you plant in its seeds, it grows. The yid's neshama is mekabel the ruchnias, and it grows from it. So he says that memela, When a Yid is doing the Ratzon Hashem, when a Yid is good, he's the best of the best. But when a Yid is bad, he's the worst of the worst. Because when a Yid is good, so he's able to mekabel from Shemayim, and he's able to bring it out, and he's able to mamish reach highest levels. And he's not meshubet to mazel, ain't mazel to Yisrael. So he's above the kichavim, he's above the mazalos, he's above everything. But when the Yid is low, and the Yid doesn't have Torah, then the Yid is worse than the Goy. Because the Goy's neshama, when he doesn't do anything, is at least neshamayim. Like we said last time, a Goy doesn't need to do mitzvahs to improve his neshama. Because a Goy's neshama is what it is. And when he taps into it, he taps into it. And then when he taps out, he taps out. But the Yid's neshama has no ruchnius to it by itself. It's only the koyach that when he does mitzvahs, he's affecting the neshama. When a yid doesn't do mitzvahs, he's left with an eretz dikah neshama, so he's stuck at the lowest of the low. And it's kacha like that. Any bad thing that happened was usually a yid that was off Torah, because those neshamas are very, very empty. It's like a barren piece of land, right? So if you have a let's say you have a barren piece of land, so it has nothing to show for itself. You have a little shed, you have a little this, so those things at least have a function by itself. But a barren piece of land, you never planted it for anything, so it's not doing anything whatsoever. So the neshama is nothing. So he's saying like this. He says, "Hanimshal ki chazali skimu she'ein mazal Yisrael." When a Yid wants to do the Ratzon Hashem, he can go really high up. When they go down, they're even worse. And we already said this to Psukim ago. The earth has nothing to show for itself by itself, unless it rains or you plant in it. A Yiddish neshama needs mitzvahs in order to give it some sort of good level. A goy without a ma'isa is still going to be higher than a yid without a ma'isa. That's why in the world of mazal, we don't really fit in so well. According to the world of Mazalis, I mentioned this a few weeks ago. According to the world of Mazalis, we wouldn't exist. Because Avraham Avinu does not exist in the world of Mazal. Because in the world, Avraham Avinu should not, in this world of Teva, Avraham Avinu could not have had children. So Klal Yisrael cannot exist in the world of Teva. What happens? Hashem lifts him up above the Mazal. And he says, "Habit mishmaim ure'eh, habit na kechavim usvarisam." The guy says, "Habit" means you're looking from a distance. He brought Avraham Avinu above the stars, above the mazalos, and says, "Don't worry, you're with me. You're above them." And that's when he was able to have children. So he says, "Av shanish karchoyres." Even though I look black right now, umachmas shishafasni hashemesh. It's because the shemesh is beating down on me. That means I'm way, way, way below the mazalos. I'm down here on the earth, and the Shemesh has shlita over me. The sun is able to control me. The sun is able to pound down on me. But when I was above the mazalos, when I was doing the Ratzon Hashem, then I was not sunburnt because I was above the sun. As above the sun. The sun, it represents the koach of nature. I was above nature, so the sun didn't have shlita on me. V'avzois, b'nei imi nicharubi. Why are they called b'nei imi? So, because when I'm not doing the Ratzon Hashem, I'm focused on the guf. The guf is the bechinas neshama, is the bechinas aretz, which is the bechinas nekeva. And that's Bnei'imi. They're connected to me in the Tzad Nekeva. But if I was Nagta Karmi, but if I was in my watching my own vineyard, Haya Beis HaMikdash Kayam, and I was in the Beis HaMikdash, Hayisi Etzel Beisi, and I was near my own home, and I had protection from the star, from the sun. Why? Because I was on the top of the sun. Amalachshav. What should I do? I've been taken to Golis. I've been taken to Golis. I've been taken far away. And I lost my connection to Hashem. And the sun now has effect on me. So in the world of Mazel, I'm a very low level. So essentially what this neshama is saying now is you see me in a very low state. You see the Jewish people in Golis and they look like they're mamish on the low state. This is the nation that Hashem will beguile. So what's the answer? The answer is that it's only because we're in Golis that we're so low. We have a neshama that when we're not being taken care of, and when we're not in our zone, we get very low. And Hashem sees our potential, and Hashem says, "Don't worry, I'll bring you back up." And we say in this what we're saying in this pasuk is that Hashem knows that it's because he took us to the Golis that we ended up on this low level. But he sees in us our potential that when he'll put us back into the Beis HaMikdash, we can rise again to be in that neshama the way it was before as well. So he sees in us the potential to rise above that the blackened state that we're in now. Okay? So it's out of order. That was supposed to be above. We'll try to do Pasuk Hey. But I don't think so tomorrow, there's no shir. Tomorrow we're having our zoning here. So there's no share tomorrow. Tuesday I'm going to share an Aventura. Repeat the share. So Mitzvah Wednesday. Shkoyach Rabbeinu.
Oh, yeah.